Senate Bill 131. Senator Koister, first, are there any proponents here for Senate Bill 131? That is, revise the eligibility criteria for this, excuse me, provide certain insurance and Medicaid coverage for hyperbaric oxygen therapy and related services. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 131? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 131? Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
How are you doing,
members of the committee?
Mrs. Rogers.
This is a new experience for me. I'm not used to being in front of this committee. My name is Darla Pullman Rogers, and I represent Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. I also represent AHIP, which is a trade association of health insurance companies, and NAHTA of South Dakota, which is life and health insurance agents. I'm here in opposition to Senate Bill 131. I oppose this bill for the following reasons. First of all, it is a mandated benefit. Traditionally, we oppose mandates, and we oppose the state basically imposing rules on what things we have to cover in our benefit package. We think the marketplace and free choice should dictate the type of coverage that groups and individuals purchase. For example, in this case, individuals and groups should not be forced to pay for a benefit that they do not want and perhaps cannot afford. We believe, and we have, in fact, our experience has shown that mandates increase costs, not only the costs of additional benefit coverage, but also the administrative costs of changing our policies. Furthermore, with regard to this bill, we have the additional objection of the actual language of the bill. It's very broad. It would force us not only to cover hyperbaric oxygen therapy, but also neuropsychological testing or treatment or community reintegration activities necessary. I'm not sure what all that means and what all that would entail, so it's very hard to get a handle on how much of an increase in cost this would be. There was testimony at the first hearing on this bill that the young boy that did take hyperbaric oxygen treatments, the cost of the treatments was $500 per treatment, so it is a very costly benefit, and that again was just for the hyperbaric oxygen therapy without even considering the other things in the bill. The other reason that we oppose this particular bill is hyperbaric oxygen therapy, although it there was evidence at the hearing or testimony at the hearing that it did benefit this child, and that testimony came from the child's father, I would add. It is an experimental treatment in a lot of cases. It's not yet a medically accepted treatment. There are, you're probably aware, different types of hyperbaric oxygen treatment. There's the technique of where the patient is put into the pressure chamber and it's delivered that way. There's also a topical type of treatment, so there are different types. But for those reasons, because it's not medically accepted yet, that is another reason that this particular mandate is onerous. So we would urge you to defeat the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. I remind that those that wish to testify either for or against the bill, please sign in sheet.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, Mr. Moses. How are you today?
Good. Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. We're likewise opposed to this legislation for some of the same reasons that Darla Rogers brought up. It's an experimental treatment that is going to be costly and it's going to drive up costs for the policyholders. Something that, as mandates indicate, we're not in favor of them because it drives up costs and also doesn't encourage new companies to come into the state. So for those reasons, we're against it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Moses? Any further opponents? Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Larry Iverson, Medicaid Director for South Dakota. The Department of Social Services is in opposition to this bill. Medicare does currently consider this particular treatment to be experimental for individuals with cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, and other disorders in the nervous system, and also traumatic brain injury. Medicaid does cover HBOT therapy for some diagnoses. However, there's not enough scientific evidence indicating this treatment is currently effective for the individuals this bill hopes to cover. The American Academy of Pediatrics noted in an October 2004 policy paper on providing care to children with cerebral palsy that this therapy advocated as a method of reviving injured brain tissue has far more cost and risk in the face of no evidence of improvement in function. In a September 2003 study done by the Oregon Health and Science University that was a study conducted for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, they found that this therapy for individuals that would be covered under this bill, there's insufficient evidence to determine whether the use of this therapy improves function outcomes in children with cerebral palsy. We've estimated that the fiscal impact, if this bill were to pass, would be approximately $1.5 million in total funds, with $495,000 of that coming in general funds. It is an expensive treatment. They charge by the minute for this treatment, and that estimate is based on providing services to 100 individuals. And I would encourage you to please not support this bill. Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Iverson? Seeing none, are there any other opponents to Senate Bill 131? Seeing none, we'll close this hearing to public testimony and we'll take action and discussion. I'd like to preface this. Senator Koester came before us, said he would not testify on this bill because he understands at the present time there's neither the support nor the resources for experimental therapy such as this. But he did ask that I go on the record and recommend that the executive board look at this and consider this for a summer study. Senator Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can only address this from the personal side on the traumatic brain injury part. And yes, all the testimony against the bill is true. It's very experimental right now. However, I do think, as Senator Koester has mentioned, a study to be done, because with traumatic brain injury, without neuropsychological testing, which, by the way, cost $1,000 per session, because we have done it, and the treatment that goes with it, whether that would be electric shock treatment, which electric shock treatments are also $1,000 per session, or the medication that goes with them, which our son takes medication at a cost of $30 per day. And all of this is not covered by our insurance. But that is not the concern to us. The concern to us is that the treatment be there and the medication be there. But I do think that while this is premature, studies do need to be done, because traumatic brain injury, and like I say, that's all I'm familiar with, is very prominent in South Dakota. A lot of people don't realize that if a child or even an adult experiences a concussion, that is considered a traumatic brain injury. And so without testing and treatment, a lot of people go undiagnosed, and societal issues can happen, things that thus far can become much more expensive than the actual treatment or the testing for this type of stuff. So while I will oppose the bill on the basis of the cost of it, I do think we need to progress with studies, and just want to put my input in. Thank you
very much, Senator Bartley. Any further discussion? Do we have a Senator Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to defer to the 41st day.
Moved by Senator Sutton, second by Senator Early to move to the 41st day. Any more discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Aye.
That has passed 8-0. That motion is carried.